So now you can.
Now it's on.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. So Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. Tosvos Dibra Masl Ben Zokin Lo Chayev Lan Lo Chayev Lan Mitzamtzein. So the end of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is like a parallel Tosfos to the one we did. But the last line in Tosfos, Inami Chayev Dini Shemayim Koy Nami Akosa. Shenenehu Boachi Yizdamnu Lo Po'al Masakin. That he's allowed to be Nene until he happens to come across Pa'alam. So this seems to be clearly not that the wall is about to fall every any minute. It means it's a condemned wall, and the thing is, it has to come down, but not immediately. So that's the Sotesis over here brings on that same topic. I think it clarifies the case. You see that there is such a thing as a condemned wall, which means that you don't have to take it down this minute, but it's condemned, and you will have to eventually. You have to, within a certain reasonable time, you have a certain reasonable time to resign it. Okay.
But Rabbi?
Yeah.
Once you start,
this will be great.
Yeah, it works.
Rashi Dibor Maskel. I'm sorry. Nun Hayomid Beis. So he says, Akofet Kamaso. So Rashi says, Litzarat Leka. Kidesha Tavayar Bohesh. What is Rashi hitting here?
He's a Mazik.
That what?
That the guy's he's an intentional Mazik here.
He's intentionally Mazik.
If he bent it not for that purpose, he'd be putter.
In other words, if he wanted to light his pipe, he would be putter.
Well, similar to the roundup.
But he still says it's a roll.
Know what?
Wasn't he piling up the other guy's stuff? He's not lighting the fire, right? He's kofef komaso.
He's kofef komaso.
Towards the fire.
Let's like that. Kadesha tevayar bo ha'ish. Kadesha Tavaya Bohesh. So he has to have Kavana. Why does he have to have Kavana?
Wasn't
it
Torah Miyata Bishmarasam?
Yes, you're right. So how does that work exactly?
With Samson Ben Zikim.
In other words, what is the alternative to Kadesha Tavaya Bohesh?
Just goes through stones for whatever reason, and then turns out that it happens to be the fire gets it. You're not trying to burn it.
Or he throws it into the ash.
Well, that's
the same. Of course you're fired.
No, it's not the same as kofi.
Well, chayav kofi.
The base Torah is teaching you, not just if in kofi komaso, ash happens together, that I didn't look, or whatever, it's because it's intentional.
Right.
I'm putting it with Afka near the ash because I want the fire to come together.
Is it a secretion or not?
It's definitely going to happen. So I was asking, that's too much question. If it's real, then
what
do
you just do it? The fire comes.
How about these?
Because you couldn't say Kavanah was not an issue if you threw it into the age.
Rashi, the Gemara of Chavbezim and Aleph, Itna. Five lines down, six lines down. Rabbi Yochanan Ma'esha Mishum Chitzov, Vresh Lakasha Ma'esha Mishum Mamono. So Rashi says that, yeah, so Rashi says, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina?
Two lines down.
First Rashi. Nishum amono kishoro uboro sheizidu. So that's Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, okay. Yeah, so that's Rish Lakish. The El Kisaka Daita, Rashi says, the Ike Beinayu Gonche Hidlik Begachelas Shein Eshelo. The Reb Yochanan Chayev, the Chitz of Ain, Ulu Rish Lakish Potad, Lav Mamonahu. And Rashi doesn't mean to say that he's taking it back. Why he says Kisaka Daita is because the Gemara says later, Rashi learns the Gemara later, that the machlokas has to be in the case where it's, where he owns it. So therefore, you can't give that as nafkamina. Because they have to argue in that case too, Rashi says. But Rashi maintains that the nafkamina is going to be whether it's his money. You see, Taisus. Look at the last three lines. Velo kapirisha quintus. Kapirish di ikebenayu da adlik begachlis shenishalo. Begachela shenishalo. Right? So Rashi learns the nafkamina is very simple. That if it's your mamon, so it's only going to be chayiv if it's your eish. But if it's somebody else's eish, you won't be chayiv. Correct? So over here, what's the case in our Gemara? Where he's kofef komaso shochavero b'fnei adleika, but it's not his eish. So if it's eish mishum amono, he's not going to be chayef. So Rashi has to learn that this sugya is only going according to the mandamar that eish mishum chitzav. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
And therefore,
what Rashi is telling you, that Eisha Mishum Chitzov is halacha and Maisa. He's chayef for the Maisa. So Rashi holds that it's only a Maisa B'yadayim. And here he seems to hold like the Rambam Sora, that it's only a Maisa B'yadayim if the Das HaOdom is involved. So it's only then it's a Maisa B'yadayim. But if you didn't think about the Eish, it's not that the thinking about it is a separate requirement. It's a halacha and Eish Mishum Chitzav. That an Eish Mishum Chitzav, it must be a Maisa B'yadayim. And what makes it a Maisa B'yadayim? Only otherwise it'd be Grumma. It's really Garmi, it's his Maisa. It's his Maisa, it's more than Garmi, it's his Maisa. But it's only his Maisi B'yadayim if he has Das, like the Rambam Svar. That's what it means, HaTorah Miyata B'Shmirasa. That it's not Machayev you as a Chefza, like a Chefza that requires Shmira, but it's Machayev you as a Maisi B'yadayim. So Rashi holds, Maisi B'yadayim is only with Das Adam is involved. The Das Adam is not involved, it's not considered a Maisa B'yadayim. That's what Rashi seems to say. Okay?
Yeah. And now, if it's Rosh Hashanah and Mitzvah,
1 second. So now let's take Rashi. Rashi, just a second.
Rashi back on
Vav? On Nun Vav, yeah, real good. Elam of Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah. Go ahead.
What do you mean by Das Adam?
Yes.
Say I'm not careful, but I'm not trying to damage anybody.
One second. Before we get into the shadows, I just want to clinch the Rashi. Beruach Metsuya, what does Rashi say?
Arabia
Dayan Hivir. Arabia Dayan Hivir. Bidine Odom Nechayev. And what does Rashi say? Beruach Sha'ina Metsuya? Now you understand Rashi. I never understood the Rashi till now, because I realized that he's laying down a principle. And he says it openly. Maisi B'yadayim requires Das, and Ruach She'ena Metzuya is Lo Salka Daite, can't be a Maisi B'yadayim. So you see, you only chayev, Rashi goes straight through, you only chayev on Eish. If you hold Mishum Chitzov, if it's a Maisa B'yadayim, a Maisa B'yadayim, he holds like the Rambam, requires Das Adam. Otherwise, it's not a Maisa B'yadayim. Okay, I think we hit him right this time.
So even though he hasn't.
Yeah, because the Tesis, that's the Tesis on Chav Beis on Amar Aleph. Just a second. See, Tesis, Eishim Mishum Mamono. Take a look. Kloma, Chiyav Mamono Yeshbo, Velo Sheyeho Eish Shelo, Da'afilu Hidlik Be'eish Shelachar Chayev, Kidashkicham a perkakonis, the kofif kamasa shachaveruf nehadleko, macha baruch mitsuya, the gabe gets she yotza mitachasapatish, afopidim estama, mafkula. Guy, the blacksmith probably is mafkia the spark. I mean, he's not concerned, he doesn't like the spark. The o dein locha adam she ischayev bidleko. If you don't learn this way, everybody's going to get out of this problem of being mechayev starting fires. Why she yafkir hagacholim v'yad the gadash el chavero? So nobody's going to be chayev for ish. The lo kapir shakuntris, the pirish dikibinah, dadal begachelas shena shalom. Okay, so Taisvis is pretty adamant about it. That mamono doesn't mean it's really your mama. It means, like we explained in Bor, Asan HaKosef Kilo Bershusa, the Torah has to find a vehicle of Eschaivus. So the vehicle is mamon. So it gives it a din of your mama. You're handling the fire, gives it a din of your mama. That's Taisvis.
I mean, according to Tosfos, Machlokas of Chitza Mamona was in Torah's Wadi Machayev, but they're both Mechuyev Adar.
That's correct. No, there's no nafkamina if you own it or not.
Right.
No nafkamina if you own it. The Gemara is later.
It's a theoretical Machlokas.
One second. No, you can't have only a theoretical
Machlokas. Well, that's central in terms of the Gemara. So what's nafkamina then?
That's a good question. If the Gemara asks that question later.
What's the nafkamina between
them? One second.
It's the owner of it all.
Right, you know.
You mean if it doesn't matter whose mama it is?
Okay, so the Gemara, that's a very good question. That's a very good question.
Let me just ask you a point in terms of methodology. You can't have a machlokas
with
what the address is? In other words, what the theory of his chayav is?
No, can't have machlokas.
Really?
No, you can't.
I mean, when you ask the address of something, you'll always have to have an afkamino.
Your opponent didn't like that. Because when a prime would say two theories, somebody ask him my nafkamina, so he'd say nafkamina l'kedushin.
I think it was.
If the guy marries a woman on the condition that this far is the right one. Self-condition. But in the Gemara, you don't have it. It's an interesting thing. The prime was a theoretician.
Right.
So he wanted to understand the theory. So he couldn't, it's not appropriate to ask him, it's not familiar. But when the Gemara has a Chakira or a Machlokas, it's always a practical din. It's not just a theoretical Machlokas. So that's why the Gemara Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph says, V'chi me'achar demand isle mishum chitzov, Isle nami mishum mamono, my beinayu, ike beinayu lechayva b'abar dvarm. Will you be chayv in abar dvarm? Okay, that's the that'll be the nafkamina. At the manda mishum chitzov, he's chayv in abar dvarm, but mamono is not. Okay, so that's the backdrop. Okay, that's better. So now, what does Taisvis say? Let's go back to Taisvis.
Kibbutz is a question on Rashi.
What?
That bars a question on Rashi, because Rashi would have enough coming right here.
Huh. Oh, so Rashi gets out of that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he explains it. Rashi's very much on the trail over there.
Okay, whatever.
He has a different way of explaining it. Okay. So the... you had to check that out because Rashi says exactly right. It sounds like that's, yeah, I know, it's a little complicated. But anyways, so Taisva says, Kivan Shein Chilik Bein Makariv Dovor Eitzel Ha'esh Uvein Makariv Ha'esh Eitzel Ha'dovor. Right, what does he mean by that? Doesn't matter according to this, it doesn't matter Mamono or Chitzov. But what is Taisva saying? What is he saying? Why should I think there's an afkamina? And why, in fact, is there no afkamina?
Well, the afkamina is good because of what you said. Das is either way. So
you also have
for it to be mazik. So what's the difference? how he's mazik, whether he brings the davar asarif or he brings the thing which is going to be extinguished. Either way, his das is to be mazik.
Right. In other words, what Taisvis is simply saying that if you say, well, if you say Eshav Mishum Mamoni, he says, well, it doesn't mean really it's his money. It means the Torah used that as a vehicle of his chayvus. So, but let's say Quantumano of Eshav Mishum Chitza, okay? A little simpler to construe it over there. What he means is like this. Eshav Mishum Chitza means that it's his Maisa. Okay? So therefore, the Eish becomes his, an extension of his action. So Taishvah says, it doesn't make any difference whether you makari the thing to the Eish, whether you makari the Eish to the thing, because you might think it's only an extension of your action if you actually makari the Eish.
Right.
Because then it's an extension of your action. Taishvah says, no, that's not true, because it doesn't make any sense. Like you said. Because if you makari, it's the exact same causation. So since it's the exact same causation, whether you bring A to B or B to A, so it's all considered, the Torah uses the vehicle as your of your maisa. That's your maisa. Okay, that's the principle. That since in terms of causation, it's identical. So therefore, wherever there's causation, we say the Torah uses the vehicle of Maisa or the vehicle of Mamon. So therefore, in either case, you'll be chayav. And you don't have to say that I actually took the Eish, that the Eish is only an extension if I take it. The Eish is an extension because of your causation of the damage. So it makes no difference in the causation of damage which comes to which. Correct? Okay, go ahead.
So that's the case, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
I'm Amri,
but Perikol has struck Kachta the Makum Shasov, Kama Tzina Levo. You bend over the stalks or whatever was it to a place where eventually the sun.
No. Did you look up the case?
Yeah.
What does Kachta mean?
Covering, man.
What's
covered,
that?
Covered.
The case said earlier,
he tied him up. Right, he tied the guy up. He tied the guy up. B'makom shesof chama otzino lava.
Right, that's key. B'makom.
Like in the cowboy movies. So they put him.
The old grammar,
right. So they put him in a place where the sun is going to come and is going to burn. And he just knows, he goes through the torture of watching the sun come. Okay? So, why should, so Taisus says, so what is Taisus Kasha?
So there you potter.
So there you potter.
So Lichayel the man, the Alma Eishim Shum
Chitzov. Right. So according to the man, the Alma Eishim Shum Chitzov, we say that what, it doesn't matter which one you move, as long as in terms of the damage is causation. So if I tie the guy, I don't have to wait for the sun. I could tie him up here. I know the sun's definitely going to come, so I'm moving him to the sun.
Yeah.
So that's clear. I'm the cause. I'm full causation. So how could I be potter?
Right.
Right?
Why is he limiting it to Eishav Mishum
Chitza? Because
it's his strength. What's the problem here?
What's your question now?
Limiting it to Eishav Mishum Chitza.